Today, of course, we celebrate the Lord's resurrection, as we do every Sunday. But this Sunday, at this Mass, we also celebrate the installation of your new pastor for St. Thomas More Newman Center Parish. In this celebration, we therefore reflect on the nature and the mission of a parish and its pastor. Our readings for this 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time speak providentially of the mercy and patience of God in bringing about the kingdom of heaven among us. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has invited us to reimagine ourselves, our parishes, as centers of charity and mercy. And to the degree that we are successful in achieving this dream, we image the likeness of God and are much more attractive, much more effective witnesses to the gospel of Jesus Christ. From the Book of Wisdom, we heard proclaimed that God's mercy comes from not weakness, but a position of strength. For your might is the source of justice, and your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. Though a master of might, God judges with clemency, such that repentance for sins can be hoped for. It is your mission, dear people, to exhibit the strength of God by being a center of mercy and charity here in the heart of Mizzou. The world often perceives the practice of mercy and clemency as something weak, as going easy on people. But in fact, when you practice authentic mercy, charity, kindness, and forgiveness, you're acting not out of weakness, but from strength, God's strength. St. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans that the Spirit of God comes to the aid of our weakness. The gift of the Holy Spirit strengthens us so that we can pray as Jesus taught us to pray, from the depths of our souls. And it is by the gift of the Holy Spirit, first given in baptism, strengthened in confirmation, and sacramentally renewed in every celebration of the Eucharist, that we are able to practice the Christian faith in our lives. And in the parable of the weeds among the wheat in the gospel today, Jesus teaches that God is not primarily concerned with proving people wrong and condemning them to eternal punishment. No, God is long-suffering, patient, and yes, merciful, because he is the God of life. And he affords us the opportunity for conversion. God is in no hurry to pull up the weeds among the wheat for fear of uprooting the good wheat. Let them grow together, Jesus says. God's desire is that all shall be saved. And so he grants forgiveness to those who repent of their sins again and again and again. God has the strength to be patient and merciful. The harvest will come soon enough. Father Merz, you are called to be a priest, prophet, and shepherd to the people of St. Thomas More Newman Center. This parish is not the world that rejects the word of God. This parish is a community of faith, the wheat of God's harvest, whose members struggle together to live out the faith of the apostles and who are striving to be credible and attractive witnesses of our Catholic faith. They are not perfect, Father, I'm sure. They're like any other parish. But these folks are here because they believe. I hope you will always recognize and cherish that. It is your vocation as their priest and pastor to foster, encourage, and animate the faithful of this parish to take up their role as prophets in the world. And so, dear faithful, you are called to continue the prophetic tradition here in this town, in this community. Now, there are many teachings of the church that the world finds difficult to accept, such as the sanctity and dignity of all human life, from conception until natural death, the rejection of that sin known as racism, which is a denial of our belief in the inherent dignity of every human being, the preferential option for the poor in public society and in public policy, the stewardship of creation, and the wisdom of the church's teaching on marriage and family. But while we are all called to be faithful to the Word of God, as expressed in the church's teachings, we are not called to be correctors. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has drawn a lot of attention to the need to accompany people who are on the journey of conversion, a journey that takes time, a journey that God has patience for. The Holy Father is not inviting us to consider changing our doctrines in order to become more acceptable to the world, but rather to consider the ways in which we witness the truth and beauty of the Catholic faith. We are called to be credible witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here's a story to help get the point across. A lady once had a pet dog that was sick. Every day, she tried to force a tablespoon of medicine down its throat. And if you own a dog, you know what that's like. But the dog would always resist and pull away. And one day, she accidentally knocked over the bottle and the medicine spilled all over the floor. And to her surprise, the dog went right over to the puddle and started lapping it up. You see, the dog hadn't resisted the medicine. It was resisting the method that its owner had used, forcing it down its throat. We Christians, we have the medicine that the people of this world so desperately need, even though they may not know it. Jesus came to bring life and light to people who have no hope, who are living in darkness. But sometimes we might use the wrong method to get the message across. We might try to force it down people's throats instead of presenting it in such a way that they can receive it. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." In such a way. This means that we use the right method to present the gospel so that the opportunity for conversion is given. They will see the light in us and say, "I want what you've got." We are not called to prove people wrong, to pull up the weeds among the wheat, but to persuade and attract others to the beauty of our Catholic faith. This is the work of missionaries, which is what we all are, missionaries. And so on this day, when we celebrate the installation of your new pastor, I invite all of you to contemplate how we can do a better job as the Catholic Church in this community to witness the beauty and goodness of our faith. How might we build credibility in the teachings we profess and which many have no basis to understand? The answer must include charity. Sacrificial love is what catches everyone's attention Suffering for someone in need, caring for them, not just in words, but in deeds, is something universally understood. The world laps that up. We are called to bring other people with us to this Eucharistic table. And so as we gather and give thanks to the Lord for the new pastor of St. Thomas More Newman Center, may we commit ourselves to witnessing the truth, witnessing the beauty and the joy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.